Welcome back, everybody, to the Real Madrid podcast. And coming up today, we're going to be looking ahead to the weekend's meeting with Huesca. First, though, let us round up what is making the Madrid news across the medias today. And only one name is dominating all of the media outlets, and that, of course, is Eden Hazard, whose latest muscle injury means that he is going to be out of action for up to 6 weeks, which means, barring some form of medical miracle, he will be missing for the first knockout stage game of the Champions League against Atalanta. Now, that has led to a filling up of columns in the media with commentators offering views and opinions about Hazard's future, plenty of them. For some, the only course of action open to Madrid is to sell him, all of which overlooks one particular set of problems. Firstly, who is going to buy a player who it seems is prone to injury and who started only 20 games since he arrived and has managed just 4 goals? Plus, at what price would you sell? At present, it is doubtful that Madrid would recoup 50% of their initial outlay. Now, he still has 3 years of his contract left as well. Far better an option would be to nurse him back to health in the hope that you're going to get 1 to 1.5, maybe 2 seasons of the very best of Eden Hazard. But those who believe the sell and move on strategy is the best one, they include Dimitar Berbatov. Easy, of course, when you're spending other people's money to just say, let's just take a loss and get rid of him. There are others who want questions answered, including, why is he suffering from so many muscle injuries? And some even suggesting that there could be a partially psychological issue at play here as well. What about the views of Zinedine Zidane, who returned to training today? Well, he took control of the situation right from the outset today, and he sent Hazard straight home from training without taking any part whatsoever. His plan is to keep him out of the media spotlight so he can focus on his recovery. Now, what about a bit of good news to balance the bad? Well, Nacho has tested negative for COVID-19 and will return to training on Friday. And Sergio Ramos completed training on Thursday, and he too is moving close to a return. Remember, Madrid are without Carvajal and Lucas, as well as Militao, due to suspension. Now, also attracting plenty of media attention, Gareth Bale, with Madrid, it said, coming to terms with the fact that Tottenham will not keep him for a second season. It is expected now he will return on June the 30th. What to do next is the big issue. Madrid don't expect any of Europe's elite to be knocking on the door. MLS is said to be a potential outlet, and Inter Miami could be a possible destination. But David Beckham is unlikely to be offering any charitable status, and MLS is no longer the rest home for aging pros in the last hurrah tour. It's tough, physical, and there is a lot expected from both supporters and the club owners themselves. Also well reported in recent weeks are the financial problems affecting Inter Milan. The deal, which took Ashraf Hakimi to Milan last summer, has been reconfigured to fit a payment plan that works for Inter as well as Madrid. However, news comes in now that Inter are considering selling some of their biggest playing assets to ease the financial burden. And Hakimi is one of those. Inter want to recoup the £40 million fee. There is said to be significant interest from Manchester City, Chelsea and Arsenal. However, there is also the possibility that he could return to Madrid, remember, with the rest of the fee then not needing to be paid. And whilst Zidane was actually happy to see him leave, if the coach leaves in the summer, a new face may well have differing views on the player and what he could do for the club. Now, another worry for Real Madrid is Chelsea's resurrected interest in David Alaba, who most people expected to sign for Real Madrid, but who has remained very tight-lipped indeed about his future destination. And with Tuchel now in situ, German media are reporting that the player is happy to continue to listen to offers for as long, they say, as it takes for him to be sure that he's making the right decision. Sergio Reguilón's position at Tottenham is still interesting some quarters of the Madrid-based media, with continual speculation not leaving the back pages that Madrid want to exercise the buyback option that is in his contract. Now, the issue here could be purely a financial one, as most of the available funds, as we know, are going to be earmarked for Kylian Mbappe's potential move. Would there be enough money outside of that to actually bring Reguilon back? Now, names on the list of players on their way out, well, those include Isco, as we know, and indeed Marcelo. Those two aren't likely to generate 40-plus million. The one that could is Varane, who still interests Manchester United. His fee would be around 50 million. But again, with little cover in those positions, it is doubtful that he would be allowed to go with no adequate replacement. Money could be also forthcoming, though, if Brahim Diaz stays with Milan. Italian media are reporting that Milan want to renegotiate the option to buy, which is currently 25 million. They want to renegotiate it down to what they say is a more acceptable fee. So then let's look ahead to the coming week. Big week ahead as well, isn't it, for Madrid? Three games in 8 days, beginning away at Huesca before coming back to Madrid for two games against Getafe and Valencia the following weekend. So although nothing has proven to be a foregone conclusion this season, anything other than a win against bottom club Huesca is almost unthinkable. But again, it's worth looking into some further detail at their season as opposed to just league position. Just 8 points, remember, separate 20th place Huesca from 11th place Bilbao. So bottom now is by no means a relegation sentence. They have, though, won just twice in 21 this season. But 10 games have been drawn. They've won away at Valladolid in the last week. They drew against Villarreal in the previous week. Goals, though, do remain in very short supply. They haven't scored in 5 of the last 9 games they've played. What about the home form then this season? 10 games they played at home. They've lost just 3. Barcelona, Betis and Cadiz have all won here. But again, they managed just 1 victory in 10. That was against Alaves in December. What about some of the players to look out for? 10 different players have scored the 17 goals they've scored this season. Rafa Mir is the top scorer with 6, including a hat-trick in his last game. Now, prior to that hat-trick last week, his previous goals were also a hat-trick in the Copa del Rey back in December. He is only here on loan at this point, but 15 goals in 39 appearances is not a bad return for the 23-year-old who had some time with Wolverhampton Wanderers in 2018 before being shipped out to Las Palmas. He also played with Nottingham Forest as well. Also keep an eye out for Sandro Ramirez, who moved to Spain again after failing to break into Everton's first team squad. This is his 4th loan since signing for Everton back in 2018. He's had spells with Sevilla, Sociedad and Valladolid. 10 different players have been on the assist list this season. Pablo Maffeo, another one to watch, the former Manchester City defender, in his 4th season of loans as well. He's had spells with Girona and Stuttgart. He settled in well, though, here as a right-sided defender, and he's weighed in with a goal and 2 assists in his 12 appearances so far. As for the goals, the last half hour of games always eventful. 59% of all the goals they score come in that time, but 50% of the goals they concede also fall in the last half an hour. On to the history between the two, and there isn't really a great deal. They've only met on 3 occasions so far. The first meeting back in 2018-19 at home, Huesca were beaten 1-0 by a Gareth Bale goal. The return was lost 3-2. They did take the lead in that game, though, by the way. Cucho Hernandez with the goal inside 3 minutes. Isco and Ceballos on the score sheet, as well as Benzema with a very late winner in the 89th minute. Earlier this season, Real Madrid won by 4-1, a couple from Benzema. Eden Hazard was on the score sheet, as indeed was Fede Valverde. And that just about wraps it up then for today. Thanks for joining me. I will be back next Tuesday as we look ahead to Getafe midweek and indeed to Valencia. For the moment then, from me, Tim Capel. Enjoy the match wherever it is you're watching it this weekend. Until next week, bye-bye for now.